The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 9, 1973, in Los Angeles.
From Bhagavad Gita, I understand that just like in this planet, we have so many persons. The President Nixon is the President. Similarly, in every planet, there are living entities. And the President of the Sun planet is called Vivashan. So he was instructed by Krishna, long, long ago. In the higher planetary system, the time is different. That was proved when the Russian aeronautics were on the sky. In 1 hour 25 minutes, he went around the earth twice or thrice. I like that. So time is different. So the point is, just like the sun sign is impersonal. The sun is localized. And the president of the sun globe is a person. Similarly, the absolute truth is realized in three phases. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdhati. The first realization is impersonal, then localized, and then personal. So ultimately, God is personal. And that is Krishna. So we are hearing directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, about Godhead, and that is perfect knowledge. If you speak yourself, about yourself, that is my perfect knowledge of yourself. And if I simply speculate that professor may be like this, like that, that is not perfect. I am speculating, but if you come to me, Swamiji, I am like this, then my knowledge is perfect. Otherwise, I can go on speculating for millions of years, still my knowledge is imperfect. So we cannot manufacture God, neither we can speculate. That is not possible. And you can get some idea, but there is no possibility of getting perfect knowledge of God. God is unlimited. I am limited. So my speculative knowledge is limited. So how I can understand the unlimited by my limited knowledge? That is not possible. We can make little progress. And that is impersonal understanding. Perfect understanding is that He is personal, all-powerful, almighty, all-beautiful, all wise, all everything perfect, six opulences: riches, strength, influence, beauty, knowledge, and renouncement. These are the six opulences, and God is complete. This is conception of God.
So many others, the difficulty is getting from the intellectual willingness to accept the notion of God, and even to get beyond a kind of fleeting intuition from time to time that there is something beyond the humanistic world conception, to a real inner understanding of that reality.
Hmm.
And I suppose that is what your work is all about.
Yeah. God is beyond our intellectual platform. Come on, Hare Krishna. So, professor giving some seat, he is standing.
He sent someone for a chair, but he hasn't come yet.
I don't know why did that. Good morning. Hare Krishna. There are three stages. First stage of understanding is direct perception by senses. Indriyani Pararahu in the Bhagavad Gita you find. Here, from the material platform, our source of knowledge is direct perception. That is crude, pratyaksha. It is called pratyaksha. That is crude knowledge, direct perception. It's like I'm seeing the sun. I'm getting some idea of the sun. But that is not the perfect idea. Although I'm seeing it daily. I'm seeing just like a disc. But it's very, very big. So my direct perception cannot give me perfect knowledge. First, besides that, at our present stage, material condition, we are imperfect because we commit mistake by direct seeing the sun. I am thinking that it is just like a disc. Then we are illusion. We sometimes accept something for something. Then, with this imperfect knowledge, we try to become teacher. That is cheating. And at the end, our senses are imperfect. So with so many imperfectness, how we can get perfect knowledge? What is your answer? Therefore, our speculative knowledge, intellectual platform, is not helpful. We must receive knowledge from superior source, perfect source. That knowledge is perfect. Just like we give generally this example, that to find out who is my father, my search out, research will not help me. But if my mother says, here is your father, that is perfect. Because he is authority. Therefore, for perfect knowledge, we have to take it from the perfect authority. Not by our speculative intellectual gymnasium. No, that will not help. Because our intellectual jurisdiction is very limited. That is Vedic process. Vedic process is not to acquire knowledge by ascending process, inductive process. Vedic knowledge is to receive knowledge by descending process. Knowledge coming from authority. That we'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. Evaṁ parampara prāptam evaṁ rājarśayo vidu. Knowledge has to be received, just like a child receives knowledge He is inquisitive. Mother, what is this? Father, what is this? A mother involved. My dear child, this is this. This is this. So he is acquiring knowledge by discerning process. And if the child wants to get knowledge independently, that is not knowledge. It touches the fire. Mother, don't touch my dear child. But he does not know. He is thinking the fire as something eatable. So, by the Vedic process, this experimental knowledge is not useful. Yeah. The Vedic injunction is tad-vijñānārtham sā guru-meva avigacchet. In order to receive perfect knowledge, you must approach the guru. Guru means who has the perfect knowledge. You cannot independently get perfect knowledge, intellectual. That will remain always imperfect. So intellectually, how you can conceive about God who is unlimited, beyond your sense perception? We cannot know even ordinary material things, how great the sun is, how this universe is. We have imperfect knowledge. So, our process is to receive knowledge from the perfect. Therefore, we are receiving knowledge from Krishna, the supreme perfect. I am not perfect, but because I am receiving knowledge from the supreme perfect, therefore whatever I say, it is perfect. That is Guru. Guru does not say anything of his own manufacture or research. He says only what he has heard from the Supreme. Yes. So it is easier. It is easier. If the child says, a watch, the child may be imperfect, but he has heard from his father, here is a watch, that the knowledge is perfect. This is our process. And Veda means knowledge, perfect knowledge. Veda, this word, Sanskrit word, it means perfect knowledge. Otherwise, there is no way to have perfect knowledge. There must be some source of perfect knowledge. That is Veda. For example, we just like cow dung. Cow dung is the stool of an animal. So in the Vedic principle, if you touch the stool of an animal, even your own stool, you become impure. You have to take bath. But the Veda says the stool of cow is pure. Now we have to accept that. Because Vedic injunction. And if you analyze, it is full of antiseptic properties. Although it is stool. So by argument, one will say, how is that? Sometimes you say, the stool is impure, and again you say, this stool is pure. But that is fact. Similarly, if we accept Vedic injunction, we save so much time for so-called research work. That is the standard knowledge. So every knowledge is there in the Vedas. There are so many Vedas. Even for our ordinary dealings, just like Ayurveda. Ayurveda means medical science. Similarly, Dhanurveda, military science. Similarly, Jyotirveda, Jyotish, the astronomical science. And those who are accustomed with Vedic knowledge, it is so nice and perfect that take for example that Ayurveda, medical science, their process is that this body, the physiological condition, is depending on three things, three dhatu. Kapha, pitta, vayu. Mucus, bile, and air. And the air is felt by the pulse beating. So they learn how to examine the pulse beating, the heart beating. And they have got this description, just like the sparrow walks, the crow walks. So in this way, they have given the example, if the pulse is beating, like the walking of the sparrow, walking of the crow, then his health, his condition is like this. And the symptoms will be like this. So the physician, first of all, studies the pulses and he remembers the symptoms and he corroborates, asking the patient, do you feel like this? Do you feel like this? Do you do this like this? If it is corroborated, then the diagnosis is he has got this disease. Similarly, in Jyotirveda, they have got similar symptoms. If such and such stars are now nearer to this star, they have got this calculation, then the position is this. So they learn very quickly. Indian Brahmins, they learn Jyotirveda, Ayurveda very quickly. Because the Brahmanas, they are meant to go to every house to inform the date, the everything. So generally people are inquisitive about the health. So they ask, I am feeling like this. So they give medicine. And they give some astrological hint also. So in this way people give them some contribution. That is their livelihood. So this, all the system were very made very easy on account of this Vedic knowledge. Therefore we take Vedic knowledge as perfect. And we understand everything by Vedic knowledge about God, about His place, about His activities. And God comes as incarnation. His sense is representative, then it is corroborated. And that is perfect knowledge of God. Krishna's, God's feature, everything is described in the Vedas. Brahma Samhita, Yajurveda, Samveda, like that. And when Krishna descends, He practically demonstrates all the symptoms of God. And then He accepts God. And it is confirmed by authorities. Just like Krishna. Krishna Himself says that I am the Supreme. Arjuna accepts the direct listener from God. And later on, the acharyas, big acharyas, who control the society, there's Shankaracharya, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, they accept. Let us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepts. So our Guru Parampara all accepts Krishna, and Krishna describes himself, so where is the difficulty? To understand God. the symptoms are there in the shastras, and those symptoms are visible in Krishna. Just like everyone can understand, God is all-powerful. So Krishna showed that He is all-powerful. So there is no difficulty to understand. So our method is easy. Instead of intellectual gymnastic, we take it very easily. And that acts. Now, so far our society is concerned, we accept Krishna as God. We preach in Krishna as God. So we have no difficulty. It is acting, practical. So I may be Indian, Hindu, I may accept Krishna as God. Maybe superstition you may say. But why these European, Americans, Africans, they are accepting? And within very short time. Even Christian priests, they are astonished that these boys, our boys, they did not care for God, never came to church, never inquired about God. Now they are mad after God. They have not become mad. They are quite sane, educated. But why they are accepting Krishna as God? Ask any one of them, they will give explanation. And how it has become possible? Because they have accepted the method. So our guru's business is to teach him the method, then he will understand it. So far vegetable eating is concerned, it is actually very scientific to eat vegetables. I think some German doctor proved that our teeth are meant for eating vegetables. So, as devotee of Krishna, we are not after accepting a vegetarian and rejecting a non-vegetarian. That is not our criteria. God is open for vegetarian and non-vegetarian both. But once he becomes devotee of God, automatically he becomes vegetarian. So we don't make any propaganda to make one vegetarian. We make propaganda to make one devotee of God. One, if one becomes devotee of God, automatically all good qualities will come. That is the test. How one has become devotee of God, it will be tested that he is qualified with all good qualities. We cannot find fault with it. That is God conscious. A God conscious person having a bad character, it is incompatible, it is not possible. A God conscious person must be a very good man. A God conscious man cannot kill any animal. Because he knows the relationship. That this animal is as good as I am. He is also part and parcel of God, as I am. But fortunately or unfortunately, he has got a different dress that we'll find in the Bhagavad Gita. Vāsāṁsi cinnāni yathā vihāya. So, you are a gentleman, you have got a different dress, I have got a different dress, she has got a different dress, that does not mean you are not human being, because you have got a different dress. Similarly, all living entities, there are 8,400,000 forms, they are all sons of God, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, they have got different dresses only. But because they have got different dresses, they are not different from me. This is God consciousness. Therefore, when one is God conscious, how you can kill another animal? You know that if I am killed, I will feel pains and pleasure. Pains, no, why shall I kill him? And he is also son of God. I am also son of God. So God, how he can allow to kill another son? Suppose a father has got 10 sons, one is useless, cannot earn anything. If the earning son says, "Father, he is useless, let me kill him," the father will agree? No. Father is kind to everyone. So similarly, when one is God conscious, if he kills animal, that means he has no sense of God. He has no sense of God. That is the test. So our propaganda is that you make people God conscious, then all good qualities will come. Instead of trying to qualify man in so many ways, you don't become thief, you don't become murderer, you don't become this, don't become this, don't become intoxicant. Simply by becoming Krishna conscious, he becomes everything. By one stroke. That is our problem. That if one becomes God conscious, then he will become perfect. Not less, material and spiritual, both. And that is happening, practically. Now these boys, these girls, they are European, Americans, they are accustomed to so many bad habits according to our standard. And now they are given up. They have no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication, even after smoking or drinking tea. Yes? You don't allow students. Not allow, they become accustomed. Once I say, "Don't do this," they agree. They agree immediately. Intoxication, there are many students, they are habituated to this nowadays intoxication. Immediately give up. And your government is making so much propaganda to give us this intoxication. Tell you. So little God consciousness helps so much. And what to speak of when one is perfectly God conscious, then is perfect. Therefore, a devotee is not of this material world. He is in the spiritual world. He is above this material. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayakal. Find out this verse. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayakal.
Mamsa yovya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatityaita brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman.
to come to the level of Brahman means, Aham Brahmasmi means, he is above the control of these modes of material nature.